Hello and welcome to Disney Dreaming Podcast episode 13. I am Christine.
And I'm Chrissy.
And today we're joined by some very special guests. We are all planning our upcoming Disney vacation. So we are here with Auntie Patty.
Hi.
Rich.
Holler.
And Ryan, who now has left the building. He likes to do that. So this is episode 13, and we missed 1 month, March of 2016, and we're sorry.
Yeah, sorry. We don't know why. We just...
We got sick.
Well, we got sick.
A lot.
Yeah, we were both sick for like three or four weeks.
I was sick for a week, you were sick for a week, the baby was sick for a week, Ryan was sick for a week.
Yep.
Oh, that's the other baby. I get confused. But other than that, now we're back, and so we apologize for missing a month, but now you
think talking about Disney would make you feel better?
It would. It always makes me feel better, but we couldn't be together in the same room.
Yeah.
We would. What we would do is FaceTime and talk about it.
Yep.
That gave us our fix. Oh, on today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit of Disney news, and then we're going to talk about how to make ADRs for Disney, because in 2 weeks, we get to make our ADRs, and we're super excited about that. So
Finally.
It's been how long that we've been waiting?
Oh, God.
Like
when did we
book? 3 or 4 months?
Yeah. We booked in November.
Yeah, we did.
So 5 months.
5 months. That's ridiculous. Well, ridica? I don't know exactly what that is, but it's ridica, and I'm not happy about it.
I think you put that on top of radish, like, salad.
It's a little radish ridica salad.
Right.
Oh, my God.
They have it at the Brown Derby.
It's specialty.
Right. The ridica flight, I hear, is fantastic.
Well, thank you for joining us. So let's start talking news. Does anyone have any Disney news that they want to talk about? And everybody join in at once.
I was just saying that there's going to be a bar.
There's going to be a lot of bars.
Coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios outside of the Hollywood Tower of Terror.
I think it's going to be a really coolly themed bar because I love everything about the theming at the Tower of Terror.
I'm just going to check and see exactly where it is.
I think it's cool. The only problem is they're going to have to up their maintenance bill because the amount of people who are going to go up and down on the elevator and then drink and then it's going to end badly.
Well, that's what's interesting is that it's at the end. I get the information seems that it's at the end of the ride as opposed to...
It makes no sense to me. I mean, is that how you reward yourself for not being sick on it?
And it's I think it's across from where you take your picture. You look at your pictures.
Oh,
which could be an interesting order.
Okay, so I've got... this is courtesy of thedailymeal.com.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a fan of Hugh Jackman's coffee.
Yeah. Isn't it good?
It's so good.
It's a fine brewman.
I want to apologize for this episode to everyone who's listening because it's going to just be a mess, and I love it. It's going to be my favorite episode ever.
It's going to be the best episode ever.
I just think they like to have little places that they can have a nice drink after you. Especially they're probably going to theme it to the...
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be awesome, and they're going to make money.
I think I would like that.
Off of it or something.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You get a scary mug with it, with the fog coming out.
I think it's going to be awesome.
There will inevitably be a drink with some sort of dry ice
vomit
effect.
Vomit.
There's going to be vomit. And they're going to name them after the characters in the Steve Guttenberg movie with Kirsten Dunst. And they're going to be like, oh, here's this one, the fog cutter.
Right. Is there a character in that film named Fog Cutter?
I wish there was.
Do we remember anything about the Steve Guttenberg Hollywood Tower?
I remember it was amazing.
Oh, what?
And Kirsten Dunst was a creepy little girl.
Of course she was.
That, yeah.
Is that above or below the Eddie Murphy Haunted
Mansion
movie?
I forgot about the
Well,
Eddie
it was
Murphy
made
Haunted
for
Mansion.
TV. Ooh. Yeah, so it's definitely above. Because I saw that Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion, and that was tragic.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. This.
The only thing worse was finding the dead body in Haunted Mansion.
Finding a dead body on the Haunted Mansion. Oh, in Paris.
In Paris.
Yeah,
Paris. I was like, Paris.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. It is terrifying.
So it says here, you probably talked about this while I was looking for the information. Have. The bar will be located at the exit of the attraction across from the photo pass area, just before you enter the gift shop.
They will be selling so many more pictures now.
Yeah. Yes. Good call.
Yes.
Good call.
But that, what is the timeline? Because if you come off the ride,
right,
people are wanna, they're gonna, an impulse is gonna be to go look at the pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, you said there's a lot of empty space around there,
some
too.
Will.
Yeah.
It is. It is a very empty location.
So that would be good, I think.
I think so, too. I agree. And it'll be really pretty.
Well,
and
I.
What else is up? There's no other bars up in that area.
No.
No.
I think they're trying to amp it up over there because they're losing so much in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
The writer's stop, which was a fantastic bookstore, is now becoming the bar lounge that's adjacent to the sci-fi. So now that's where you can go in and have apps and drinks when you're waiting to go in sci-fi. So I think that's going to be interesting as well.
The stores aren't going to be there anymore.
No, nope, it's carrot gone. Cake cookie gone.
They moved it, though. The carrot cake cookie can be got... That was very alliterative. Thank you. Can be
can get
purchased.
Got.
Can get got... I'm going to get got you. Carrot cake cookie. Can be purchased in another location.
Sweet Spells, right?
Sweet Spells, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it'll be there. I think until they add bars in Magic Kingdom where
Rich, this is good
I'm still good not down.
Speedboat.
Yeah, I'm with you. Beepo's digging that coffee.
Of all, now, this is a question for all of you. Please, what do you think about adding bars to the Magic Kingdom? Should it never happen, or do you think it's inevitable that it is going to happen?
Actually, you know, I think they should leave them out of there. Because that's where all the little kids are. And you don't want to have any incidents over there to ruin a little kid's experience of magicalness.
Make it less magical.
Yeah.
What do you think, Rich?
I don't think it's necessary to have it over there. I think it's one of those things that if they want to make more money, certainly they should do it, but that, I don't think that's the point of the Magic Kingdom. I would say Magic Kingdom is probably in last place as far as adult entertainment goes anyway.
Right. Yeah. That's for the kids, not for the adults.
Yeah. Right.
It's for the kids.
Yeah, I agree. I say leave it alone.
I'm surprised they didn't put booze in the Skipper Canteen.
Me too. Yeah. I think it gets into tricky territory with booze there because, like Ryan was saying, there are so many little kids.
Right.
There's so many other places to drink on property that it's like...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why did Be Our Guest have to have booze, you know? I'm not against it, don't get me wrong.
I understand it.
No. But it's like, you didn't have to do it. No. I'm not passionate about it either way. Like, if you want to have a drink, fine. If they're only going to serve it there, that's fine, but... Why do it at all? I don't
know. There's a lot of spinny rides.
Yeah.
A lot of spinny rides.
All you need is the teacups.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of drunk dads drinking at those beer carts in the other parks.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
I think Magic Kingdom is probably safest not to have any beer there.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Christine?
I think I want booze. I can understand what you're all saying, but I think that it wouldn't hurt my experience. Yeah. I would like to be at the Merry Christmas party, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas party, and be able to have a peppermint schnapps hot chocolate.
Yeah.
That's
different, though, because that's a party. That's an extra party, and that's at night.
Right.
Right. It also costs money.
Yeah, that's true too. And I wouldn't be waiting for Festival of Fantasy Parade and be drinking beer like that.
Right,
that's
of course you would.
I wouldn't do that.
Right.
But
right.
I would like at night maybe a cocktail. But maybe that's when I drink is at night.
Well,
if I drink.
Like that gumdrop.
Gumdrop martini that used to be at Hollywood Studios.
Oh,
that's so good.
I could have one of those at the parade.
I wouldn't mind having a beer at that.
And now we change.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaston's
See,
pub.
The fact that there isn't beer at Gaston's, I think, is kind of odd, but I understand.
I'm with you. I get it, too.
I do, too.
I didn't know that those LeFou's brew were supposed to look like beer.
I still think that's the cutest thing that you didn't know that.
No, I never I never got it.
It's supposed to look like beer?
The apple juice with the white foam.
Either.
No, absolutely. I didn't know what else it was supposed to look like.
I had no idea. I didn't get it that it was supposed to look like beer.
Well, I only know that because when I was younger, you pretend apple juice is beer.
But you didn't have the delicious foam on top of it.
Yeah. You had a little bit of bubble.
Did you?
A little bit of a bubble.
If you shook up the apple juice.
A little bit of bubble. Any other Disney news we want to discuss?
New trailer this week.
New trailer this week.
Does that count?
A new trailer of...
New Star Wars trailer.
Rogue One.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to show you.
We'll have a visual if you'd like a visual.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome. It looks awesome.
Almost a year out from the Force Awakens first trailer, too.
Yeah. I love the Force Awakens. I really did Force enjoy Awakens that. That was so awesome.
Rogue One is...
Watching it.
We did. We had the best experience.
That's the way to do it.
Went to the really nice.
We did dine and drink and watch. We did. It was nice. We did it well.
Nice. We should do that instead.
Yeah. Go to Patriot Place.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
Rivers of Light pushback.
The opening. Rivers of Light pushback for an entire month.
So it's not going to open now until May. So anybody who's planning on going to see Rivers of Light open in April, not going to happen.
Shit out of luck.
Now we're explicit.
Uh-oh.
I think Disney should get this coffee.
Disney should get that coffee.
They should.
This is amazing coffee.
This situation is such a conundrum. Ryan's drinking coffee. I'm drinking Schoferhofer. Chrissy's drinking wine. Patty's drinking tea. And Rich is drinking a college drink.
No, I'm pure booze now.
Just pure booze. Oh, very nice.
It's not jungle juice?
It's jungle juice.
Oh, I love jungle juice.
But you make in the trash can?
I can't.
Yeah, with 100% proof.
100% proof.
Oof, that'll get you.
Jungle juice.
100% proof.
You fill it in the trash can with the trash bag.
Yeah. I used to make that at the parties.
You just pour a bunch of stuff in.
100% proof. Yes.
Isn't that at Boma?
It is. and Africa is next to Mexico.
Right, and Africa is across from Mexico, right?
Is it called jungle juice?
I think they have some punch.
Drunk punch. Drunk punch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I never had drunk punch.
Punch drunk.
So what we want to talk about is how to make ADR. So anybody who's still with us and is new to Walt Disney World, if you're interested in how to make ADRs, we're going to go through that because in 2 weeks we get to make our ADRs and it's going to be so exciting. We're going to FaceTime and go crazy and yep. The guys will be sleeping and ignoring us.
I'll actually be working in New York.
God love you.
Oh boy.
It's a Saturday.
There better be Wi-Fi connection.
There better be. So
yeah, if there's not a Wi-Fi connection, then I'm...
Well, thank God, at least you have Christine.
SOL.
I'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
So as long as, we're two different families, even though we are family, traveling together, and you can link up with each other on My Disney Experience. So the first thing you want to do is set up your My Disney Experience, and if you are traveling with people that are not your immediate family, your spouse, your children, you want to invite each other to co-plan. So we've done that,
yep.
And now we're ready to plan our ADRs, our advanced dining reservations. You can make your ADRs as early as 180 days
yep.
to the day.
Yeah.
They won't let you do anything earlier. And if you want a really hard to get reservation, you probably should do it 180 days.
Yeah.
Something like...
I would say even if you want to get everything you want, like everything on your list, just do it the first day.
I don't think you have to do 180 days for, let's say, Tony's Town Square, because who wants to eat that? But
you never know.
Somebody wants that frozen food. Somebody does.
If it's a busy time of year.
That's true, too.
People grab anything. So we're going to be there for Halloween week.
We need to make sure we get Spice Road table. There are going to be people fighting us for that ADR. Yeah,
that's true.
That's going to be good.
On the way out.
So you can make them in the morning at what time, Chrissy?
You can start at 6 a.m.
6 a.m. That's early.
Yeah.
There will be people.
Phone call by 7.
At 5:30.
Don't you mean 7?
7 on the phone.
And 6 a.m.
No. We're supposed to do ours first, and then you're supposed to...
Then tell everybody else.
Then tell everybody 7.
Oh, you're right.
You guys can do it at 7. No.
You guys do it at 7.
We'll do it at 6.
April 30th, you can make your reservations at 7.
So we, you can do it online, and you don't have to talk to anybody. What you're going to have available, though, is you're going to have a credit card. Because yeah. even though they won't charge your credit card, you have to put a credit card deposit of $10 per person down. They don't take it off your credit card yet, but we'll get to that soon.
We sure will.
So you make as many as you want. You can put your dietary restrictions. You can put if you're specially celebrating something, like it's Flag Day or it's your birthday or something else like that. Yep. You can celebrate. And
Hugh Jackman's coffee.
It's delicious, apparently.
I just need someone to write that on one of the buttons.
What are you celebrating today? Hugh Jackman's coffee. Thank you very much. Delightful. What else do they need to know?
Let's see. For ADRs.
Well, how often do you have to change? How often are your plans thrown to the wind? Like, because you can plan out the entire
stuff. Oh, yeah. You can. That happens a lot.
As many as you want. And mm-hmm. you get locked out. So, like.
So you have up to 24 hours to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't cancel within 24 hours, this is what we were just saying, oof. They will charge the card on file for $10 per person on the reservation.
So if you did, after that, say you had a reservation 4 o'clock on Saturday, it's 3:59 on Friday.
Yep,
you have to cancel.
At 4 o'clock, they will charge you, if there's 5 people, $50.
Not until you don't show up for your reservation.
Oh, I see. Not yep. until you don't.
However, if you call at 4:30 and say, I can't make it tomorrow, they'll, because this happened to me, they'll say to you, oh, that's too bad. We're sorry to hear that. Thanks for calling and letting us know.
And then they just charge
you. And then
you.
You look at your, and then you look at your credit card statement, and they've charged you for that.
$50.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Even if you call and let them know you're not coming. If it's within those 24 hours before the reservation, they will charge you. I got charged $60-$80 our last vacation because we canceled so many.
We get charged.
Reservations.
You know what though? There's something to be said there because that was because we could not get there in time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that happens a lot. Brand,
but if you call and argue with them, they'll probably refund you the money.
Yep.
Mm. But like Ryan and I, we, quotation marks, I mean I had a stage 4 meltdown
yeah.
at Disney Springs and we weren't going to make our ADR for Raglan Road. It just wasn't working out. So he said, call and cancel. I was on the phone. I was canceling. No, don't cancel. I had already canceled. And she goes, sorry, we're charging you $20. And I was like, okay. And there was nothing I could do about it. It wasn't because of transportation. It was because we were not having a great time at
right.
that moment.
You didn't want to.
And we couldn't stay. We just yeah. couldn't. I right. needed to get back and center myself. Well, yeah. that sounded nice.
Been there. It happens.
It sometimes happens. And that's a problem with them wanting you to pre-plan 180 days. Like, I honestly don't know what I'm going to do in 180 days.
Yeah.
But if you're going to make me decide, I'm going to go with this. And you can change them. The best tip I can tell you is, even though you're going to have the numbers, the confirmation numbers in your My Disney Experience, somewhere write them down. Maybe email them to yourself if you have a smartphone so that at any time if you walk up and you go, I have a reservation at 6 o'clock, and they're like, you're not in our system, you can go, boom, here's my confirmation number.
Yep.
As long as you have that, they will seat you. But if you don't have that and you're not in their system, they just won't.
And you know they're all in the Disney Experience.
They're all in the My Disney Experience. But sometimes it's glitchy.
The MDE.
The MDE is pretty glitchy.
You check it. Yeah. You have to make sure.
The other thing that you can do is when you change them, they still don't charge your credit card as long as it's within the time frame.
Yep.
And you can change them as many times as you want up into the 100 and however many days. So yep. that's a good thing. There are some stipulations, though. If you want to do Cinderella's Royal Table, you are not paying $10. You have to prepay the entire meal. We booked for my friend. She had to put $450 on her credit card because yeah. that many people were going to Cinderella's wow. Royal Table. I was like, oh,
wow.
oh,
yep.
That's
crazy.
Ridiculous.
So that is an advanced, like a prefix
you
price.
You pay everything because They want to guarantee you will go there. Wow. And they charge you for a picture with Cinderella. Even if you don't want a picture, like if Ryan and I wanted to go, and we don't want to we don't want a picture with Cinderella, it's already in the price. It's not like a la carte where you can take this out. Like, you're getting it because you paid for it.
That's how it is at Akershus, too.
Oh, that was your fave.
Ugh.
The worst.
First of all, the bell that was at Akershus was gnarl. And second of all,
the character bell. I'm like, there was a bell they rang? What was that bell?
That's so fun.
Like, she wasn't a nice bell.
She wasn't a nice girl.
Well, she's upset. I mean, the beast is no longer the beast.
Yeah, and why are you in Norway, second of all?
But exactly. And she works near the fish, I'm sure.
I'm sure she does. Everybody who listens to this podcast knows how I feel about that restaurant.
Yeah, we all know.
That's true.
She hates it.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to say is counter service, you don't make ADRs for except Be Our Guest. Be Our Guest is the only one that I know of right now that you can make. It's basically not, it is like an ADR, but it's like a fast pass. No, it's an ADR, I think.
Yeah, it's an ADR.
You do it through the dining. One of the other hot new restaurants, not for us because there's nothing we'd eat there, is Skipper Canteen, and you can't make a reservation. It's right. Same day reservation, right?
Right. It's like, I don't know how they're doing the same day reservation, whether it's a walk up like
I think
Brown
it's a
Derby Lounge, mm-hmm. and Tudo Gusto. Those are also, Spice Road Table, can you make a reservation?
You have to make a reservation now. They figured if they added Spice Road Table to the reservation system, more people would go, ooh, that looks so exciting and enticing. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rich, Ryan,
Rich
Patty.
And Ryan can't wait to go there.
Yeah. Reservation is right. I reserve my right to go.
It's probably on that along those lines.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anything else that they need to know about ADRs, making ADRs?
Just make ADRs as early as you can for whatever you really want to do. I mean,
right.
That's the biggest thing is that
there is absolutely no way to last minute plan any sort of meals at Disney. No.
You can do walk up, but you have to be willing to wait. Or our other tip, we did this on one of the other ones. If it's a restaurant that has a bar attached, go sit at the bar.
Yep.
If you want to go to 50s Prime Time, sit at the Tune In Lounge. You can get the entire menu. If you want to go to Kona and you can't, go to Kona Island, sit at the bar.
Yep.
There are so many places where you can sit at the bar and you don't have to have a reservation. What's the one at the top of the Contemporary?
Cali Grill.
Same thing. You can order off the whole menu and you don't have to. Tudo Gusto. You can't make a reservation for Tudo Gusto. But you can go to Tudo Gusto and you can order off of what?
You can Tudo Gusto
off of the Ridica.
off the Ridica.
It's Ridica. You can order off the Tudo Italia menu. So there's so many ways to circumvent the ADRs if you want to.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're there during one of the festivals, I mean, don't make any ADRs.
Yeah. Just
eat at the festivals.
Don't make any ADRs at Norway.
Norway, why would you?
Or Mexico.
Oh, hola mis amigos. Sorry.
What? The cantina outside is okay, but this isn't a dining review show.
That's coming soon.
Yeah.
That'll be soon. But that's making ADRs. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, please feel free to email us. What? Email us at DisneyDreamingPodcast@gmail.com.
No more grapefruit beer while we're doing the podcast.
No three Schofferhoffers for me. Schofferhoffers. You can tweet us at DisDreamingPod, or you can find us on the Facebook.
We need to start an Insta.
Oh, an Insta. Well, we'll have a lot when we go down there.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be instanting it up. Instanting us. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. And thank you to everyone who's reached out and talked to us. Again, we're sorry we missed an episode, but we will definitely be back for one in May. And it might not be as exciting because we won't have so many special guests. Thank you guys for joining us. And we'll see you next month. Bye.
Bye.
Ryan.
Bye-bye.
How's that called?